Ramble.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yuck, yuck. Welcome to Guilty Pleasures. Today, we're talking
motherfuckers.
About a goofy movie. A Garrick requested, nay, demanded choice for this week.
A couple times, I feel like.
Yeah, you've been pushing it.
I've been pushing this one because it is the first African-American Disney movie.
I'm so glad you started there because I was gonna ask.
Yeah.
To me, Goofy has always been coded black.
Yeah.
And Max too. And I'm like,
it's because of this movie.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know what it is. I wouldn't be able to fully define it. But
we're just jumping.
Maybe because he's literally black.
Yeah, I think it's just the vibes of it. It's just like if you were to compare it to any other Disney film of that time, Disney cartoon of that time, this one, it just like oozed in R&B. Like it was just dipped a little bit in the rhythm and blues. It's amazing. And then
wow.
You got Tevin Campbell playing Powerline, and that's all you needed. You went from Tevin Campbell singing Happy Birthday to Ashley in Fresh Prince to this movie, and you're like, absolutely. Absolutely, I fuck with this kid, however he's doing. It's just what you need.
Well, if you remember a Goofy movie from your childhood, if you've never seen it, buckle up. We're in for a fun hour. We're joined by Kelsey via satellite. She's sick with what we think is a non-COVID cold, but you're...
It's not show. I want it to be COVID so I can just say I've had it and I've done it, but it won't give it to me. But I got, I got bronchitis. I got a sinus infection.
And
I got
you 5-centimeter
cyst on my left ovary. I would not miss the fucking Goof move.
So Kelsey has COVID and she's... no.
Don't make her laugh.
No laughing.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
That's
also joining us in the studio, we got Rainey.
Rainey.
Hi.
Make it rain.
I wasn't sure if Kelsey was going to be able to rally, so I made you watch Goofy movie for the first time?
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, I would love to hear your thoughts, actually.
Yeah.
I loved the first 7 minutes.
Damn. Well, if you've never seen a Goofy movie, let us tell you what it's about. A Goofy movie stars Goofy's son, Max, and Max is horny for Roxanne. Goofy,
who is it?
But Max has a chance to get a date with the girl of his dreams when he impersonates his favorite pop star, Powerline. But Goofy, his dad, surprises him with a cross-country trip, taking him away, and Max comes up with this crazy elaborate lie that he's gonna be on stage with his pop idol icon. Is Max going to get the girl? Is he going to survive the trip with his dad? Is Goofy going to accept that his son is maybe drifting away from him? This is a Goofy film.
Goofy going to come out as gender queer? We'll find out with his turtleneck and vest.
It's close.
Garrick, we'll get back to everything. I want to hear why you, Rainey, thought the first 7 minutes were good. I want to hear about Goofy as black representation.
Yeah.
But Garrick, you clearly love this movie.
I love this movie. Yeah. This was, I think, I say this often. I didn't have this movie on film, but this was the first movie that I watched in a classroom. I was in kindergarten, and a teacher put it on. A black teacher, because she knew how important it was for the youth to see.
Representation matters. Yuck.
Yeah, it does. And I was like, oh, so this is what life is supposed to be. So when I get to high school, I have to think of some kind of wild talent show situation so that I can get the girl or whatever. So it's all my lack of girlfriends throughout high school. It was all self-inflicted. It was me just not talking to them and saying, hello, how are you doing? But I would do an elaborate thing, like stand outside of your house with a boombox, like a say anything moment.
Get Rainy gasped.
You yes, actually gasped. Did that?
Oh, fuck no. But oh. I'm saying that as to say, you know.
Did you do a talent show?
I did do a talent show.
What song did you sing?
I didn't sing any songs. Why would I sing a song, really?
I'm like, a song, Eric.
I get where you're coming from.
Wait, you either danced or you did magic. Which one?
Why would I do magic?
Because you strike me as a magic motherfucker.
Why? How do I?
Because you could put on a little show and like hide behind the persona of being a magician. No one I can totally see ever, you as a magician.
No one has ever struck me less of a magic guy.
Of a magic guy.
Bullshit. I bet you were so into fucking magic as a kid.
I spent an hour shitting on The Greatest Showman, which isn't about magic, but it has the vibe of magic, right?
Did you ever own a wand?
No. Wait. I did get the Harry Potter one.
Okay.
Which is very cool.
Okay.
I like that.
So what'd you do in the talent show? I gotta know.
I just told a story. I just told a little
story.
You did
stand up?
Did stand up.
About what?
About me tripping or like falling down a hill in Kennethon Park. And it was pretty much just making fun of my dad's accent. And that's not cool. But
that was your talent show?
It fucking did well, is what I mean. Yeah.
Holy shit. That's pretty bold to do stand up in a high school talent show. It had to be relatively clean, no?
Yeah, it did. Very
That's
clean.
Hard to do.
Not relatively. It was just
Who clean. Are you trying
did
to
the
impress?
Girl of your dreams laugh?
Yeah. Any girl. There you go. Any girl.
I'm wondering, I feel like Kelsey, you and I are probably in a similar boat where I have very fond memories of this movie, but they are hazy. And when I was watching it again last night, I was like, wait, I'm sorry, this is what this movie is?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I had no idea that this was Get Him to the Greek PG. I was not.
What do you mean, Get Him like, to I the have... Greek PG? Get Him to the Greek is rated R goofy movie.
Okay. My bad. Sorry. You're right. This one did come first. I could have sworn I've seen the Goofy movie 100 fucking times.
Right.
Yeah. I did not remember a single thing about. When I saw the characters and the music, I was like, oh yeah. But I didn't actually remember any storylines, any plot points, except for those possums, which I'm sure we'll get to.
Yeah.
But I really thoroughly enjoyed it. I'm also on a lot of promethazine, so that might have something to
promethazine,
do with it.
That's what I was going to ask. If that's
okay, Kelsey
doing.
Texted our group chat, and this was my first note. Wait, this is a musical?
I didn't know.
So, like, before you guys jump on me for favoriting a musical.
Yeah, Garrick loves a musical. Yeah.
I love.
Right, yeah. This
music
finally
so
a musical Garrick loves.
It was a note before when we were watching Pitch Perfect where I said they just start singing out of nowhere for no reason at all. Every song moves the plot forward.
Oh,
so by the end of the song, you're in a different place and you're just like, oh yeah, this is a new thing and all that shit.
I never thought I'd live to see the day of Garrick simping for a musical.
Oh my God.
Me neither.
Anyway, I love it. I love Monumental. It so much.
I wouldn't say that like the music is particularly good.
No. Yeah.
Except
no,
the power line.
The power line. All the power line stuff is amazing. But even still, I would... If it had no music in it, I'd love it. If it only had the power line scenes, which are imperative to the plot of the movie, I would still watch it.
So I guess a first pleasure, you know, it's a movie. It's a Goofy movie. It's about Goofy. Goofy is a huge character. Yep. This is his
He's
film.
Tall. Goofy is at least 6'7". So.
He's terrifyingly
so
large.
Ladies, you love him.
Yeah. And because he's a gay man, that's why we love him. We get along because he's a gay man in this movie. 100%.
Okay, well then I'll pause. Elaborate.
All right, sorry. I just took a bite of chicken noodle kimchi. Okay, you're telling me this guy doesn't do exactly what you think a father who is closeted to his son is like, what would straight dad do on road trip with son? Let's go camping. Let's try fishing. But first of all, he loves
that's
jacuzzis.
Why you think that, he's
yeah,
gay?
That's why okay. he's gay. Like
his hair is in a towel. He's got those high waisted jeans, neon green short sleeved shirt underneath a turtleneck with an orange vest and jeans shorts. The fashion alone is giving. Is giving Democrat.
That is. Oh my God, that's so true that every high
so
fashion
true.
Person now dresses like Goofy.
Oh my God. I want you to come to LA and walk down Fairfax Ave. goof.
And he truly doesn't embody exactly, like, he's giving me power bottom, you know? He's not exactly like the way he does. I'm a little teapot to throw a fishing line out. Like, he's not giving traditional mask dad energy, and I love that for us. He's also very single, never, you know, interacting with a woman in this, as we never see, and he has no idea how to deal with the
sun. He twirls his hair at some ladies.
Exactly. He twirls his hair, Garrick. Like, listen nervous. To yourself.
I wonder what do we think happened to the mom? Is she, just assumed dead.
No, she's alive. Yeah. They got divorced because he's gay. What do you mean?
No, I think she, I think she passed away.
You say passed away.
They don't say it. So I was looking for it.
But I think they kind of talk about it in the second one.
Oh, okay, there you go.
Extremely goofy movie. But I'm also not sure. I haven't seen that in a while.
Goofy, Mr. Goof. We learned that his name is Goofy Goof. I think they actually made a great choice to not make him the lead because he could be annoying. But instead, he is just the sweetest dad that ever was. He's the nicest, so fucking sweet.
He's just a likable pop that got yelled at by a principal who is the real villain of this movie to say that your child is going to the electric chair after doing a performance. Are you out of your fucking mind?
That was a little dark.
I have a story. I don't know. Have I told this story?
Try it.
One time in school, I would find myself to be doing extravagant things to get the attention of ladies. So one time I got onto the roof of my middle school cafeteria.
What?
And I have not told the story.
My jaw is dropped.
I got
this
onto
is dangerous.
The roof. Yeah.
This is the most outrageous thing I've heard Garrick do ever before.
Yeah, I would do dumb shit. I got onto the roof of my middle school cafeteria. I got caught. They were getting ready to suspend me for like a couple, you know, I don't know, like 2 weeks or something like that. And they called my dad down. My dad, who is in construction. My dad was very upset to be called off of work to have to talk to them. And he said to them, I do this all of the time. I'm very aware of the coding in this area. If you suspend my kid from school, I will sue you for not having proper codes to have a 12-year-old be able to get onto the roof of your cafeteria. And they did not suspend me.
So that's wow.
Yeah. So like I told that story say that if he just asked what his son did, he would have been like, oh, I don't need to take him across the country.
I love my son.
He was just doing his little dances that from the guy who I just vacuumed the head of. Like, why do I care?
Your dad telling the school he's going to fucking sue them if they don't stop bitching about your hooligan nonsense while he's at work trying to do his real job, being a construction man.
I didn't even get in trouble. It was just like,
awesome. I'm just trying to imagine, like, the fucking assistant, like PA on the phone, being like, yes, ooh, we've got him this time, guys. Hello, Mr. Bernard. Yeah, that's right. We've got Garrick. Do you want to hear what you said?
We've got your boy.
Why don't you tell him, Garrick, what you did? And you're like, hey, Dad, I climbed on the roof to impress a girl.
I didn't. Was it awesome, son? Yeah.
It was. Fucking ladders and the gates. We could sue for millions.
Yeah.
A goofy movie, in addition to being the blackest Disney film.
It is the blackest Disney film. It's blacker than The Princess and the Frog. It's blacker than The Princess and the Frog.
You got it.
I don't care.
You know, I keep wanting to start topics, but now I'm like, no, we got to dive in deeper. Let's dive in deep.
Blacker than The Princess and the Frog.
You're telling me that the only
black princess has to kiss a frog? Is that... No, I'm kidding. I'm sorry. But what are you saying?
I've always known and felt that a goofy movie was black, and I didn't know why.
Because you know in your bones. I know black people before.
They're literally black, you guys. The color of Goofy and Max is literally black.
I would say that Goofy and Max are light skinned. And the top of their heads is it's representative of their hair.
I feel like Roxanne Caroline was giving for sure light black. Skin.
Yeah, she's definitely light skin.
Yeah.
She is Christina Milian.
With that red hair, it's like, you know exactly what that girl looks like.
She's for sure.
Yeah, bad.
Okay. this movie, in addition to being the blackest Disney movie, it is the horniest Disney movie. Yeah. It is from frame one.
Yeah.
You are in a field of wheat.
Yep.
And Max sees Roxanne and she looking fine. and Max is, this movie is literally about the fear of turning into your father.
Yeah.
That will make you so unfuckable.
Yeah.
And his desperate desire.
Yeah.
But it's horny in the character, and it's horny in how it's drawn, and I want to talk about all of it.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I think it's a fear of, yeah, becoming your father, and then also like being yourself in general,
right?
Because the little yuck comes out and he's embarrassed about it, and that's the thing that she likes about him in the end.
The way that they draw characters in this movie,
yeah,
I feel like they're
hipped. That's what it is. They're hipped. They are
breasty.
Yeah.
There is cleavage abound.
They're double cheeked like a Garrick, we know.
Double cheeked up.
They are.
And that's, I think it's, you know. Hey man,
they're mature.
I feel like an exec at Disney caught an animator like doodling sexy lady Goofy in his notebook and was like, "Wait, what is that?" He's like, "Oh, nothing, boss." And he goes, "Wait, I'm gonna green light this."
Yeah. So to be fair, I feel like that era of Disney movies was not. I don't know if the essence of it was horny, but the drawings for sure.
Show me one movie that is as
Aladdin.
Aggressively. I'm sorry, I'm going to say it. There are tatties in this movie. There are big old bitties over the place.
Yeah.
I wrote some down. He jumps through a backyard and you have like a woman in her tanning in a bikini.
Yeah.
You have this like 180s jazz.
Hey man, they're dogs, dog. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Like who cares about dog titties? You can just throw them wherever.
No, you know, can't like, have dog titties and then just move on. Dog titties.
Why not? Why can't I say dog titties?
What's wrong with dog titties?
I don't see a problem with dog titties.
Don't they have like eight nipples?
Yeah, they do. They have udders.
Which is my next problem. Why don't we have eight titties?
They should have more titties. There should be way more titties on those dogs.
You know that story of how in The Lion King when they're tussling and then the cloud
spells sex.
Spells sex. And then there's also like the tower in Little Mermaid that's actually secretly a dick.
Yeah.
Disney animators are horny
as fuck. They're always trying to hide the sexiness.
And I think for this movie, they said, what if we stop hiding?
Yeah.
we are.
They came out of the shadows, and I think it's beautiful.
I think so.
They nasty, and they know it.
And I think that's why, you know, a lot of kids were drawn to it. A lot of kids love this movie.
That's true.
Is that why I love this movie?
It might be.
No, I just enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. I pretty much just listened to it on the way.
I gotta know, Rick, is it like the writing that stands out to you, the jokes that stand out to you? Is it just the overall sweetness of like father-son storyline? Like
I think it's the sweetness of father-son storylines.
Okay.
I do enjoy those because I feel like that's, mother daughter, father son are like one of the harder relationships to really I don't know, make sense of, I guess. So like seeing that in the sense of the opposite way that Pete and PJ are.
Yeah.
Because that's usually what it is, where it's just like, you have to respect me. And then it's like, well, I'm just a dopey kid. I want to do dopey stuff. Like, no, you got to respect me. You're a little piece of shit. Like portraying a dad as this authoritarian.
Yeah. No, anyway, you crushed it.
It's such an incredible moment where they're arguing and Pete goes, my son respects me.
Yeah.
And I think Goofy says, my son likes me.
My son likes me.
And it's like,
yeah. But there's like seven of those where it's just like, oh my God, this dad just loves his son. Aww. And his son is, you know, being a little dick sometimes, but he's also a teenager. And that's why he's horny as hell. Yeah.
It's just sweet.
It's just sweet movie. And like seeing this movie early also teaches you that when you get older, you don't have to be this super brooding dad figure. You can just be nothing about your personality takes away the fact that you're a man.
Aww.
And I think that that's what this movie teaches you, even though it's constantly saying that Goofy is not a man.
Which, actually, if you look at that coding too, like when we meet Goofy, Kelsey, he has a towel on his head. Like he's kind of dressed like a housewife, right? He's like, he's playing the mom and the dad. And I do love that. It's like, just because Goofy is not the traditional dad, that doesn't make him any less of a great dad.
I wrote down in all capital
letters
that this movie just goes to prove that your parents are people too. Your parents have feelings.
They don't know.
Yeah. They don't always know right from wrong. They always want the best. They want to assume. But it made me think, like, were you guys close with your dads in high school? Like, were you guys homies with your dads? Or was it tumultuous?
No.
I'm
still afraid of my parents.
I was a fucking cunt to my dad. My dad feared me. I mean, he had three women in the house, and he was the most afraid of me. And I didn't know this till I was older, and I swear to God, I think about it all the time, that my sister or my mom would tell me that I would be so mean to him that my dad would cry, like, in the bedroom at the end of the night and be like, I don't know why she's so mean to me. I don't know what I did. And I will never forgive myself. I will die on my deathbed with that being the worst thing I ever did. I couldn't stand that my dad wanted me to be in the mold of like what he wanted, right? Like, you got to go to soccer practice on Monday. You got to go to softball on Tuesday, piano on Wednesday, track on Thursday. It's like, I just wanted to be free. And the only way that you can get your dad off your ass is if you're mean to him. But what you don't realize is if you're mean to him, they're going to try even harder. It's like a puppy. They just keep coming back because they want your friendship and your love. And that's what I learned from this movie. That's what I took away.
They just want you to be a little baby again. A little baby that they can control. But they're like equating the control with cuteness when in actuality that's not
matter how big
you grew up so fast. Yeah. I guess I just kind of missed it.
Yeah. It's oh my God. I hate how he makes
Garrick's
me feel.
Cry.
I wrote in my notes, jokes aside, it seems like Goofy had a really nice relationship with his father.
He had an amazing relationship with his father.
He's just talking about this great trip he went on with his dad. Yeah. And like, man.
Yeah. And he like truly misses him. Like there was like two moments where like when he's talking back about like thinking back to that time and he's just like, it was nice. Me and my dad went. And,
which how rare in a kid's movie to see a father missing his father. That hits.
Tough. And then Max sits out the window or something like that. It's just like, I don't want to go to your fucking fuck place. I want to go home and talk to Roxanne.
Okay, can we talk about it? I don't want to be that guy. And I can already hear myself saying it. I hate being that guy. I'm not this person normally. Guys, Roxanne's a baddie.
Oh man.
I know that she's an animated dog child.
And I think that so
with only two
Twitter,
others.
Correct me
it
if
is
I'm,
a hot cartoon.
Yeah,
guys.
No, Twitter, correct me if I'm wrong. We've all accepted it. We've all accepted the fact that this animatronic, but this animated dog child is for whatever reason
Too hot.
I feel
like she's drawn hotter than even like Lola Bunny or Jessica Rabbit. There's something about like her doe eyes and like, I was trying to pause to figure it out. Not because I'm creepy. Yeah. I wanted, it was for research for this podcast. Yeah. I wanted to know like what frames they were hiding.
Yeah.
Rainey, you're looking at me like I'm crazy.
No,
You don't agree?
No. I think it's her personality.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I think it's the fact that she was like really into theater. Like, I was just like, yeah.
I was
going to
say, it's because she's a nerd. She's giving like regular kind of like dorky girl.
Yeah, regular girl.
Yeah.
But then they flash these frames of like, but also I'm a six guy.
Yeah.
But like, this is another like really annoying thing that I have noticed is that whenever young ladies idolize animated characters, which is totally fine, they take on the personality of them, and then they do like the little, oh, well, I don't know, blah, 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 that whole idea. But that works for a cartoon, not a human being. Talk to me. Let's have a conversation. That would be very nice. But I don't know if you've ever seen it. Young men too, I'm sure. But them evoking the personality of a cartoon is fully weird.
And you telling me that me going yuck in conversation isn't a turn on?
Yeah. I think that Roxanne was the original perpetrator of that. For sure.
Yeah, I haven't seen it in real life, but I've seen it on TikTok. They make a ton of money, I think.
Oh, yeah. I'm not talking about like cosplay or anything like that.
You're just talking about real life?
I'm talking about in real life.
You've
and
met
I'm
people
talking
who
about
are
like,
I've never met that person.
They're running around the halls of a high school right now. Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah, I agree.
I will get off. I swear I will get off.
Are you sure you'll get off?
but I'm really telling you, if you just still frame through this, like the animators are horny in every scene.
Yeah.
And there's one moment. Okay, you're not going to guess where I'm going. They're Bigfoot. Is like terrorizing their car. Yeah. Goofy and Max are have to sleep in their car.
Best scene of the movie.
It's a good one. Goofy turns over to go to sleep and nestles up. And the cakes on that man.
Oh,
when I tell you that Goofy is packing a Garrick Bernard back there.
Oh, my God.
Goofy's got the finest ass I have ever seen in cinema. to the point that I was looking for it in every scene thereafter. And I'm like, where is he hiding this badonk? Yeah.
He's hiding it under his fashionable straight leg jeans.
Damn.
Goofy has, and I want this on the record, Zach Kornfeld said, quote, Goofy has an exquisite ass.
Clip it.
I will stand by that for as long. Can we get a still frame up in this, please?
He just seems to have voluptuous features. Like his teeth are nice and big and juicy and his ears are so floppy. Yeah, they really tried to like make that
his teeth are juicy.
Ooh, he bites into an aluminum can like, ooh, a fucking rabid dog. He is a dog. It worked. Yeah, no, I thought it was hot.
He's not rabid.
Yeah,
but he's a dog.
The way he like just.
I just tried Googling Goofy ass and I'm like, oh, that's not going to get me what I.
No. You got to fully screenshot that one. But if we're talking about the Bigfoot scene.
Yeah, it's a great one.
It's so good from the from seeing the Bigfoot.
Can you set it up for me?
So they are camping. Pete rolls in with his like giant RV that for
Van
one
life.
One little quick second, it just opens up. It turns to a bowling alley, has
jacuzzi.
A fishing, a pool, a jacuzzi, and then it cuts down a couple of trees to make space
for
more things.
Great
bit. Didn't need to be there.
Nope.
Super funny. It's in there. But he has a grill and all of that. He's grilling up steaks. Goofy goes to teach Max how to fish, how to fly fish, and he teaches him the perfect cast, which is a recurring bit in this whole movie. And he does a perfect cast. It grabs a steak and it goes all the way across the lake. And it lands right in front of Bigfoot. Bigfoot sees the steak after eating bark. He sees that he has his first real meal of his Bigfoot life. Goes rabid after the steak and chases them for a while after, you know, he reels them in. They see that it's a Bigfoot. They get like a, what is it, a video recorder and try to record Bigfoot. And then he's like, could you back up a little bit? You're a little blurry. I thought that was a really good joke. And then they never got the footage of it, blah, blah, blah. He terrorizes them for an entire scene. And it's super funny.
It leads to such a sweet moment, though, where they're talking about, you remember Hot Dad Soup?
Yeah.
And it was that when he was a kid, Max would spell out things in his soup. And then when Goofy goes to sleep and shows us that exquisite badonk,
thick cheeks.
He taps on his shoulder and shows him. I did find it, by the way, but it's so low res. We're going to have to go to
base. It's like, imagine what he's working with downstairs.
That's
you know what they say about guys with big teeth.
Big cheeks.
We should be calling CPS on PJ and Pete.
Oh, yeah. That's fully an abusive relationship. Would you call child protection DPS? Services or like? Which one would you call?
That's a great question.
Ooh. Wow. No, I also
we'll call them both and let them duke it out.
Yeah, see who.
Pete, you got PJ, you got Roxanne, you got Max, and then you have Goofy, who's still got the name Goofy in a world where you could have. Regular names.
A normal human name.
And that's why, but it also talks about how antiquated everything that he's doing is.
Right, sure.
You know, where he's just like, everybody's living in this normal world. You know, we're on Cheese Whiz at this point. And you want to go fishing? Nah, man, I want to do some cool stuff like skateboard with my friends.
Okay, so Peege, his best friend Peege, who I love, I'm listening to this character and I love his voice.
Yeah.
And I go, I recognize his voice and it's driving me crazy. And I realize it's Carl fucking Weezer from Jimmy Neutron.
Oh, that's fucking,
and he's done a lot of stuff.
He's done a lot. I hate Carl Weezer. So much.
How dare you?
So
the
much.
The single greatest video on the internet is Carl Weezer singing Redbone.
Yeah, I know. It's great. That's a great bit. But every time he would get on screen with Jimmy Neutron, and that was around the time when DVR was around, I would skip past it because I hated him that much. I don't know what it is. There are just certain characters that I just cannot stand, where you are fully always raining on a parade in a little, maybe we don't do this. You know, there was always this, there's another one in Magic School Bus that would never want to do, Arnold would never want to do the cool shit. Shut up. Don't go to class that day. You know, she's going to go into a small intestine.
A meme that's like the Magic School Bus could be in your ass right now and you wouldn't even know. I don't know why it's been like hitting my feed for the last couple of days, but it's all I can think about.
Yeah. Have you seen the whole thing about, this was a while ago, but Ant-Man could shrink down, go into Thanos' ass
and then
get bigger. They did it in The Voice and it's hilarious.
I couldn't disagree with you more on Carl Weezer. I think he was the highlight. And I love this man's voice. And this...
Ooh. Daylight.
Daylight.
Ah.
I wake up feeling like I'm right.
Nothing in the world is funnier to me than this.
His voice sounds like a fly is in my ear. That's how annoying it is to me. It's like nails on a chalkboard, all of the annoying things mixed into one and giving it language.
He's going to keep going.
It's the best video on YouTube.
If you want it.
All right. So I do have some questions about this movie and specifically the world of this movie.
They can drive cars.
Dogs can drive cars.
Dogs can drive cars. There was a little Lightning McQueen in there.
I did notice that.
Yeah.
It seemed like a little ka-chow.
Yeah, a little ka-chow, little lady in a red car.
It's a world of dogs.
Yeah.
There are possums.
Yep.
I didn't notice any cats.
No. Cats are exiled to like the other side of the.
Almost everyone seemed to be a dog.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Dog world.
There. And now here was something that confused me. Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
Does exist in this universe.
Yeah.
He and begins. Donald. He begins with a Mickey Mouse phone in his bedroom. Mm-hmm. So we know that Mickey Mouse. We can infer that he is famous in this world. Famous, yeah. Perhaps the same Mickey Mouse that we know and love in our world. But then later, he makes a joke, and Goofy says, my best friend. And he goes, who, Donald Duck? And he goes, no, you. But that means, okay, in this world, Donald Duck exists, and Goofy is best friends with Donald Duck.
Yeah.
Then later, in a road trip scene, we cut to the side, and we see a cameo from Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck together. Yeah. They are in the like on the road again song. It cuts to them
on the open road. Zach, come on, excuse you.
Show some goddamn respect.
Show some respect.
So Mickey Mouse, is a famous person in this world who is best friends with Donald Duck, who is best friends with Goofy. If so facto, we can assume that Goofy probably knows Mickey Mouse, is probably friends with him. The entire plot of the film is that Max is trying to prove that he is cool by showing that his dad knows a famous person. He lies and says he was in a rock and roll band.
Yeah.
Why does he just tell the truth and say my dad's best friends with Mickey Mouse? Also, my dad's fucking Goofy.
Because we don't know what Mickey is famous for.
What?
I think that's the most important part. Like, if Mickey is famous for,
murder?
I don't know, all of Disney or whatever.
He's could famous be like, enough to be a phone.
Yeah, he's famous enough to be a phone. But so was Lightning McQueen at the end of his career in Cars 3. You know, like, where it's just like, it doesn't really matter.
Derek's really caught cachao fever.
Yeah, really hard. Yeah, so if he's getting merch and all that stuff, I don't know if this is an old-time, you know, old-time Mickey was a star. He can't hitch a ride anymore, so, like, maybe he's sunsetted his career.
Yeah,
sunsetted
maybe he
a little
used
bit.
To be big.
Maybe he
and
used
it's
to
like,
be big.
Yeah.
Or maybe, you know, Goofy got that phone from his buddy, and he's the only one that has it. You know, like
that'd be like if I had a phone of you that I gave to my son.
No. Like he's the only one that kept it around. Like everybody see. Would see that phone and is like, why do you have a Mickey phone? Ew.
Do we think, because in this universe, Goofy's job, he's doing photos of children
at the
mall. A department store.
That was a job for sure. Y'all never took those mall photos?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, everyone's got them up in their house.
Oh. I didn't actually. My family stopped taking photos of us for like 15 years.
That's right.
Yeah. we never did like those family photos, which I appreciated, but now I'm like, I wish we had one terrible one.
Yeah. I really want the one of just like, it's the bloom and then you're serious in one and then the ghost.
Oh,
of
that's
you
the is, best. That's, yeah.
I just, yeah.
Anyway. We can make that happen.
Yeah, we can do that.
But so Goofy, his job is not great in this universe.
No.
So do we assume that he was at any point famous? I guess no.
No, I don't think so. But I think I mean he could be an entourage type.
You think he's just in his in his posse?
Maybe cuz they must have been famous before he had Maximilian. You think he's a has-been?
I think he's a has-been for sure. I think that it's
he's like the turtle of Mickey's entourage.
Exactly. Exactly. Just like the guy that's around. And then Donald Duck was obviously his manager.
Bring up some good
I like
points.
This theory.
Yeah, Donald Duck was he's pretty uptight, so I think that he would be a manager.
He'd be
he
a good
would
manager.
Be.
So, okay, another question. We have a friend in school voiced by Pauly Shore, weirdly uncredited in the movie, which is bizarre, but this is the height of Pauly Shore's fame in the 90s. If you guys don't know about Pauly Shore, holy shit, we got to do some Guilty Pleasure episodes about him.
Biodome.
But
Biosphere?
Encino Man, I always loved In the Army Now. That I don't know why. It's a bad one. It's like the worst one, which is why it's Guilty Pleasure. He sucks down Cheese Whiz. When I tell you that as a kid, I assumed that I needed like a nitrous oxide can of Cheese Whiz to just like.
Yes. I
because of this movie.
This movie and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Pictures cheese. In the
this
best
one, it's like a fucking dolly photo. There, why is the cheese so goddamn melty in these movies?
You know, I was watching a video of a guy trying to recreate the cheesiness on that pizza, and he tried his best and it just didn't work. And it fully made me depressed. I was like, yeah, nah, this reality isn't not as possible. Fun. Oh, that sucks. It's never going to be as
It'll
good.
Never be that.
It'll never be that.
Yeah, animated cheese is always it just hits different.
And I mean, a point to the animation in this movie. Beautiful. This was, what was it, like 90?
95.
95? The animation is so clean. It's so clean and so fluid in every instance. Like them trying to catch the car. I don't think there was ever like a still shot or any type of something that wasn't in like a wavy or in flux or something like that. I don't know the correct terms for it, but
I was really struck by it. Like the woods were so pretty, just the background. You know, I understand why we don't make movies that look like this anymore. I don't think children want movies that look like this anymore, but I miss it. There's something beautiful about, and again, I was pausing every frame to see Roxanne and to see Goofy's voluptuous ass.
Yeah.
And every frame was drawn by a hand. You know, there's something really beautiful about that.
Yeah. I think that the reason why kids don't want to see it anymore is because they don't have it. Like they fully don't want to use that type of animation anymore. But
it's so tedious.
It is. It's super tedious. But there was a game that came out called Cuphead that is hand drawn. Like every instance of a video game was hand drawn, and the way that that shit blew up because of, you know, going back to that art style, like the Steamboat Willie and all of that, is just so nostalgic and just, I think it's unmatched, if I'm being honest, in the like the animation styles, because of the pure effort from it and the amount of like, I don't know, versatility that you can add in it.
Real quick, back on the cheese, do we think that is drugs? Because they score Cheese Whiz for this kid.
Yeah.
And then he like is like, oh, tubular.
Stoner. I wrote that stoner. It was a cover.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Cheese is insane. Yeah. You can't do weed. You got to do cheese.
Yeah.
That's how I read it. Or like Whippets.
Yeah. Or Whippets.
Just making sure we're all the same page. So by that respect, Goofy's or Max's principal is right. Max is literally handing out drugs in school.
But it's not a drug.
That's a
dog.
Good point.
Is it?
Actually, dogs and humans
you tell me,
take
bro.
Exactly the same kind you of dogs. Medications down from painkillers to antibiotics to antidepressants. They do take the same.
Okay.
I have CBD for my dog.
Yeah, so cheese is not a drug.
Well, you just said that you read the Cheese Whiz as drugs.
Come I read on. It as
who didn't
PG
sell a little bit of weed
PG
in high school?
PG version of drugs.
It doesn't
okay.
make the PG you bad version of weed. If you sell drugs in high school, it's fine.
He's not going to send him to the electric chair.
We need to figure
I'm
that
just
out.
Saying.
Yeah.
We got
and
a drug
also,
dealer.
The Cheese Whiz is probably store-bought because he still had a can of it.
Okay. All
you right. know, he had another can of it at the party. Like
maybe it's like booze.
Okay. Sure. I think it was just a weird kid that loved cheese and they made him a stoner.
So I'm curious, did you guys notice that there were a lot of characters, a lot of background characters who were repeated? And the one that really stuck out to me were the nuns.
Yeah.
There are nuns all over this movie.
Everywhere. Yeah.
And at first I thought maybe it's because they reuse character designs. For those who don't know, you know, you design a character, you draw it, and, you know, then it just takes time to draw totally new characters. So they needed to populate backgrounds. Cool. We'll draw these characters we already used. Logical. But then I thought, no.
No way.
Perhaps they're trying to say something deeper here.
Oh, God.
Perhaps. I haven't actually. Let's see if I can wing this because I haven't actually thought of anything.
Okay.
Perhaps they're trying to show that what Max is doing is ungodly and that premarital sex is a sin. And Max is trying to get his little dog nut off. And we need to neuter that boy. I think that's what this movie is actually about.
It's about neutering.
It's about neutering, and it's about the sin of premarital sex. That's my theory.
Sure. I think that the nuns were also on a road trip.
They were. They showed. Basically, every character you see throughout the entire movie ends up at the Powerline concert. Holy fuck. Guys, can we talk about Powerline?
Oh, yes. Yes, we can. Yet again, Tevin Campbell. Okay, Tevin Campbell.
Did it not give like it was giving like a little Michael Jackson with his outfits and the sound?
Oh, a lot of Michael Jackson.
Is that what you're emulating?
It's like if Michael Jackson were a superhero.
Yeah, and I love it. I still play.
No, you don't.
Eye to eye in my car, and everybody should. Yeah, I do. Fully, everybody should listen to that song. Everybody, no. Stop what you're doing. Don't watch Goofy Movie. Go on Spotify.
Maybe
type
keep
in
listening
Goofy
to this
movie.
Podcast, though. Maybe finish the podcast.
Finish the podcast. Finish the podcast. And when you're done with the podcast, listen to Eye to Eye on Spotify.
I forget how Eye to Eye goes. Could you sing it?
No, I'm not going to. Shit. But I will suggest people to listen to it. It's great. Tevin Campbell has an amazing voice.
How hard is it?
He's just so cool.
Tevin Campbell.
Because
you
want
to say
Tevin
Campbell.
Tevin
Campbell.
Kevin. Because I want to say Kevin. Campbell.
He's just so fucking cool.
Yeah.
And like, it's his outfit, his sunglasses, the way that he moves. Yeah. And it just, he kind of reminds me of Protozoa and Xenon, but just cooler. I don't know. There's something futuristic about him. He's got these like Tesla cable coils on his stage. He's weird. He's cool.
Yeah, he's awesome. He's futuristic, I feel like, is his whole thing. But like, even the fact that he sees these two random people jump on stage with them, and then he's like, "Yeah, how did that whole security guard thing happen?"
You know,
and then he starts dancing.
How did they
just get past security?
They didn't even show that. It was a very quick scene. It was a little alarming.
Well, they killed.
Got it.
They killed a security guard. Fully. Max fully murdered a man.
Again, send that boy to the electric chair.
I mean,
he's a drug dealing murderer.
Oh my god. He sent a bodyguard to an electric chair, technically, but whatever.
I would love to hear, we're a moment with Rainey. Wait, I'm going to give this a better instruction. Oh my god.
Now for a quick moment with Rainey.
We're going to zip on over to Rainey's corner for a quick moment with Rainey. Rainey, you've been listening to us this whole time. You watched this movie for the first time.
Yeah.
What did you think?
Okay, so first of all, I thought the first 10 minutes were masterclass of filmmaking.
Which is up from 7.
Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking about it. When he came out of the like screen and then Roxanne was like right in front, I clapped to myself. I was like, yay, he's doing it. He's doing it. And then I also loved the first song with him and his dad. And like his dad was like, but this is the thing. I think all the information was given in the 10 minutes. And then the rest of the movie, I think until the Grand Canyon, I think you could have skipped that whole part, then gone into more of the principal Roxanne power couple. And yeah, I feel like it was sort of repetitive with Bigfoot and the
so possums. This movie, which is a lean, mean hour and a half less. You're saying, let's speed it up a little.
It's not even an hour. It's an hour 20.
Like Rainey would like to take the road trip out of this road trip movie.
Right.
For what added, what did you get?
That was one of my favorite scenes. Florida. For some reason, it was burned into my childhood memories of like how wild and unsafe that is, where they're playing the banjo with that kooky ass band, and then you can take pictures with wild possums. That's literally wild. Where in the world can you take pictures with live possums? I think the cough syrup's kicking in, guys, because I can see like two of both of you.
I think it's just the fun and games part of the movie, where it's just like you're fully on the road trip, you know, and you're in that whole vibe of like seeing really random things. And I think like the possum scene is them trying to dig in the fact that he hates all of this. But let's just put in the worst animal. Let's put in the worst animal. You're high as fuck. But let's make a theme park based off of it, and let's just send this kid through hell to the point where he slaps the shit out of a mascot.
And one of the best moments of the movie, the mascot walks away in the background, and then six kids immediately beat the fuck out of the mascot and drag him away in a three-second blink of an eye. I will say the perfect version of this script would have had like, every stop on the road would have had one little nugget that connected at the end for how he gets on stage. Right. Of course.
Yeah.
It's a little, you could have taken any of those in and plugged in another scene and the movie probably would have been fine.
Right. Or learned something new about his dad. Sure. 'Cause that's when you really did start to feel for their relationship is when he started to, when he did the bite thing with the can, where he's just like, and you learn more about
that. How'd you learn about that?
Yeah,
my dad taught me back at the Grand Canyon.
Yeah, your grandpa taught me, and he's again sad, just sad about the death of his father.
It's
sad. Doofy is a sad guy.
Immediately, that's hot as shit. I'm telling you.
You're so high.
Don't let me be on anymore. Turn my microphone off.
That, you have to do that.
Kelsey, what are the top three most when fuckable he does moments the can that Goofy has in this movie?
I need to know.
When? Yeah.
This
yeah.
is when he bites his two Ooh. Buck teeth into
when
a can
he
and
flops
and
on that
it.
Water yeah. bed that's full of fish. It looks like he's at like the fucking Madonna Inn. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah. Another moment Ooh. That is just full of fluidity. Yeah. That's just like such there. An amazing yeah. thing to do. Hand drawn. Anyway,
and I was going to say, for a movie that I don't really remember that well, I mean, the possum scene's burned in my memory. The waterbed is burned in my memory.
Scene.
I wanted a waterbed so bad.
Fucking
and
bad.
It's because of this movie.
Yes.
And they were trying to show the waterbed as like a joke. Everyone knew that waterbeds are like a corny, bad thing.
It?
But I'm like,
that's sick. That's a billionaire shit. Like, need a fucking that's waterbed. Expensive. That's With not fish. Easy to clean. Think about who's got to keep that clean.
Yeah, it is.
That's expensive.
No, it's not.
And this is going to sound okay, weird, but it's three. Not because I'm weird. Whenever he gives like puppy dog eyes, like when he gets sad and kind of puts his tail between his legs, I'm like, oh, I want to make him feel better.
Yeah.
Did you, I mean, Kelsey, you are bi, you are attracted
yes,
to women. Did you
bitch,
also find
I had
Roxanne?
A girl in my high school. She looked exactly like her. She looked exactly down to the beauty mark on her face, to her friend with braces, very voluminous hair. And you know exactly what that bitch looked like.
Yeah.
I am so mad, by the way, at like the fact that I take on the host role in this is that like I feel like I describe things for the audience. So I went, Kelsey, you're bi, you're attracted to men and women. why is no one gonna call me out on how dumb that is?
Yeah. No,
I mean, also, you know what you're doing. I was listening to the hook episode and I was like, good job, Zach. You do a good job of keeping the pace going, but you still, I know, I'll stop.
He is so high right now.
Yeah, she's high. Started to slur.
Go back and listen to last week because we were killing. Yeah. Actually, I do. This is I listen to almost every episode. I don't mean to. I just start
That's
it.
That's why I didn't
want to
miss this.
Like, wow,
I feel
so
like
fun.
I keep listening. Well, like, they're having so much fun without me. God forbid they don't need me anymore. I gotta.
And we just like doing this. Rainey, what else? We're back to Rainey's corner.
Well, in the beginning, I was really excited because I was like, "This is 17 again." This is the plan for 17 again. And here's an unpopular
Which
opinion.
Dad?
I think the dad
Which
was
dad?
Much.
Goofy?
Oh,
you think Goofy?
Goofy?
Wait,
the titular role. You mean you hate Goofy.
The sweetest father of all time.
Oh, I was like, God. You're just doing it your way. He clearly isn't interested. Like, if you want to better the relationship, okay. Do stuff he wants to do.
And that's fair. And I also had the same thought. But I think it's on both ends. Where it's just like, they're both being much because they won't talk to each other. And then when they do talk to each other, it's a little bit better.
You can be listening, but are that's you fair. Really hearing?
I think, to sum up, but are you really hearing?
But now, Rainey, what did you think of Goofy's ass?
I knew exactly the scene that you were talking about. I was like, when you were about to show the thing, I was like, I don't even need to see it. I've got it.
Rainey was like, God damn.
Look, now I know why Zach made me watch this movie.
Oh, I thought Max was pretty cute.
Yeah, Max is
with
cute.
With his outfits.
Max
I liked his
adorable.
Clothes.
His little, his hoodie.
Yeah,
his
that's
short
like the kind
hoodie.
Of guy I would have been to fuck him, but I'd be like real good friends with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? The fucking glasses that he wears in the whole scene, like the huge Oakleys, the visor glasses.
Mm-hmm.
I love them now.
Yeah, really
I used
cool.
to hate them. I used to be like, this is so weird. But now whenever I see like a baseball player wearing those big ass shits, I'm like, you're a cool guy. And I know it.
Is a Goofy movie responsible for all modern fashion? Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. I think it's Goofy movie and Fast and Furious. It's just those two movies. We're just going back to them and just dressing like them.
You guys want some fun facts?
Yeah, please.
So one fun thing, I don't have his name here, but the director of this movie went on to direct.
Wow, that's
Enchanted.
A good movie. Oh, wow. Yeah.
So the director, Kevin Lima, he said that directing this movie may have been a way for some issues he had coming from a divorced household.
Yeah. Oh, my
Point
God.
For
so
me,
that does
baby.
Give credence to Kelsey's. He said, quote, I come from a split family also. I think directing a Goofy
there
movie
go.
Is a way for me to work
there
through some
go.
Of my issues. That's crazy. That's wild.
But that's like so, I don't know, man. Anybody working through stuff through a cartoon, it's so adorable. And I love it so much because you never really have to add anything real to an animated film. You're kind of in a like suspension of disbelief or belief, I guess, in this case, where you're just like, yeah, this is just what it is. This is just nice. I'm just watching this for the fact that it's animated. But but them adding in real emotion, real situations, it's just it's sweet. It's nice. It always adds a lot to it.
I'm embarrassed that I didn't connect this. The Possum Pals, Lester's Possum Pals, is a parody of Disney's own Country Bear Jamboree.
I was wondering why it was burning my brain for so much. I thought I was just growing up in Florida for so long and so much possum-themed shit. But it's right. It's the fucking... They have it at Disney. It's the swamp ass. Yep.
Yeah.
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 The swamp ass. So I held on this one. I told you that the Carl Weezer voice was driving me crazy. We didn't talk enough about Max, I think.
Voice
I mean, he's
singing,
the character's great. Pipes. The voice actor's great.
Yeah.
I think
he's done a shit ton.
He's done a ton.
Yeah.
And to have it be a Goofy movie and the lead character is not Goofy and for us to buy in immediately. I mean, that's
a lot. Yeah. Especially with Goofy's iconic voice.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
So I'm watching and I'm like, who the fuck is this guy? As Garrick said, he has a huge filmography, but the one that really I was like, there it is. Maximilian Goof
is
Thackeray Binks from Hocus Pocus.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
He's the cat.
There go. We always find a way to bring it back. We always come. We got our own little Hitchcock gun, whatever the fuck it's called. We always come back. I love this podcast. I love Thackeray Binks. He's got a British little accent, which makes so much sense. I love this podcast. It makes me so happy. Fuck yeah, Hocus Pocus. We gotta get.
Oh my god!
Gotta get so the. Funny. I can't wait for Hocus Pocus, the movie next one to come out.
Oh, God. Well, I can't think of a better end to the episode than that.
That's a great full circle good. Moment. And it sounds just like him.
I do have one more real quick. The nuns. Turns out that they were inspired. They were caricatures from a sister act of Whoopi Goldberg and Kathy Najimy.
I fucking knew it.
I wanted to
say sister act, but I was like, I don't want to sound dumb. I don't want to sound stupid. But yeah, it's a black ass movie.
Black ass movie.
And Kathy Najimy
is in Hocus Pocus.
I knew it. Yes. Go up.
Yeah, it is.
I almost forgot. We have to decide, is this movie a pleasure,
I'm
guilty pleasure, or just
pleasure
plain guilty, Kelsey?
Because I'm on codeine, and when I was sick, I wanted to be home and watching a Goofy movie, so it checks that box. No.
Nice. It's not a perfect movie. No. It's not the funniest movie. It's not the best movie. But it's a movie that just makes you feel good.
Yeah.
It's just wholesome and sweet. It is pleasurable.
Yeah.
It's pleasure.
Yeah. It is a pleasure because watching it in kindergarten made me realize that you can do like crazy stuff to get attention, which is what I do now. And then that you, as a guy, you don't have to fit this like this form factor of like you got to be this militaristic, butchy kind of dude. And watching it as an adult, it makes me want to be a dad. And so I just,
oh my God.
So that's where I'm like, no, it's okay, fully a pleasure.
Audience, don't awe because Garrick just just wants to be a single father in a bar to pick up women.
But that was sweet. If Garrick cries on this podcast talking about a goofy movie, my life is done. We can end it here.
No. But like, I know, honestly, it makes you want to raise.
He loves that movie.
And he's singing.
He loves that song.
Oh, God, his mic just jumped out.
And he knows how to sing that one really good.
He's crying and he's singing.
How's it going?
Yeah.
Eye to eye. It's like eye to eye.
It does make me want to be. It makes you feel like. I would, if I were in this situation, I would definitely listen to my son and look at his needs and pay attention to your kid and talk to your kid. Anyway.
Yeah. Well, hey, this may get us a copyright strike, but I don't give a fuck.
Things.
I'm Nick Corndin, all things.
I'm Gary Bernard, all the things.
And until next time. I could have timed that better.
Yeah.